Chapter 1. The People Are the Plan. My client, CEO of a $20 billion company, looked at me with one of those expressions that smart people get sometimes when something extra smart goes off in their heads, the kind of thought that captures even their own attention. Head tilted and eyes squinted, he said something profound. "You know what's weird?" "What?" I asked. "Everybody out there is always trying to figure out the right plan. They meet, they argue, they worry, and they put all of their energy into trying to come up with the, quote, right plan. But the truth is, there's 5 right plans. There are a lot of ways to get there. The real problem," he said, "is getting the people to do what it takes to make the plan work. That's where you win or lose. It's always about the people." You know, he was right. Ultimately, leadership is about turning a vision into reality. It's about producing real results in the real world. And that's only done through people doing what it takes to make it happen. So as a leader, how do you get that to happen? What are the things that you have to do to ensure they will do what will make it all work? With a team, a direct report, or an entire organization? That is the focus of this book. This book is about what leaders need to do in order for people to accomplish a vision. When the people side of things doesn't work. This particular CEO had come to me for help with his team. They had become disconnected from one another, and their divide had begun to manifest itself in the rest of the organization. At the root of the problem was a breach between the leader of operations in the home office and the leader of the sales force out in the field. Communication had broken down, and results were slowing down too. All for no good reason, other than the people side of things wasn't working. Even though the, quote, plan was good, the team was not functioning like a good team with shared objectives and healthy relationships that would help make the plan work. Similarly, the culture was at risk, with negativity creeping in where positive energy should have been. The dilemma for the CEO was that even though he had a good, quote, plan, as he said, and he had, quote, really great people, they were just not working together. As I meet with leaders in their companies, I find that more often than not, they have smart plans. They know their business, or they wouldn't be where they are. They're strategic, talented, gifted, and experienced. Their, quote, business expertise got them to where they are, but as they rise to more significant positions of leadership, they need other skills in addition to what their business smarts can provide. They need to be able to lead people to get results. What usually got them there was being good at the business, devising and executing, quote, the plan. But now as leaders, they also have to be good at something else, getting people to do what it takes to make the plan work. It is about leading the, quote, right people and then empowering them to find and do the, quote, right things in the, quote, right ways at the, quote, right times. That is what will bring a plan to real results. As one leader told me, "I wanted this position because I love the hunt, the strategy, and the winning. I love focusing on how to make it work and getting there. But the longer I'm at it, the more and more of my time is spent on the people leadership issues and less on the work. I have great people, but getting them all on the same page and working together takes more time and energy than it seems like it should. Some days I feel more like a psychologist than a business leader." Now, how much time and energy it should take is debatable. But the key takeaway is this: the time and energy that you do invest in people issues should produce better results and create teams and a culture where momentum and energy thrive. And the work of building a great team should feel personally rewarding instead of draining. Put simply, the people side of it should not be what he was experiencing. It should be an investment with a high rate of return for you and for the business, not a constant drain on your personal and organizational resources. It should produce positive, not negative energy. As a leader, you probably spend a lot of time on the people side of business already, even more time when results are poor. You're always building teams and culture, leading direct reports, driving initiatives and change through your organization, and pushing for innovation, adaptation, and agility. And what you want is for all of that effort to produce results and for people to be positively energized as they help drive the vision forward.